Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Now, the notion of evil speech. And I read what Cherry Baby says. True words, my friend. My friend had an affair with a married man. And that woman was so cross, she cursed that woman while she was crying. You know, the cursings. I think she wants to paste that across. The issue of cursings that are taking place could be regarded as evil speech. That is what it says there. All right, let's go to, I think, Mr. Felix. Mr. Felix, welcome.
Hello, Omore. Hello, Ndatimuruti. Hello, Ndatimuruti. Umamezi, Ndatimuruti. Umamezi, kutsherikatsebe.
Thank you, Pa. Thank you.
Skabana kitose yana ki mamisi utsirika ditsebe go khosofala go mamela ntate moruti mane kere ke go mamela ya molebo wa morena Jesu ya molebo wa morena Jesu ka wena ntate moruti ke le bo morena Jesu ka wena man tata man qhubeka o sifundise man tsela pele re rute ntate moruti re bonse re na re bolelle tsela tse re tsamang ka tsone ha di a loka gore di a ya bongwe mure ndi a bongwe mure thank you mure kosa kusikelela uthixo akusikelela mudima ushona nofatsi okay ndate ray game ray bye mray
thank you so much Mr. Felix thank you I really appreciate man may the father do you good may he grace you abundantly Mr. Felix ndiyabulela tata we give the father all the glory the majesty and the honor it's not us it is his spirit it is him who teaches us by his holy spirit And so we hear from you. All right, let's listen also to, let me see. We also have Manik. I think this is Tumsan. Hey, Tumsan, he's on the WhatsApp. Are you there?
Well, greetings again, Pastor Ray. I just got cut there. I'm sorry. I was still explaining it. By the time we
Tumsan, I think we got the wrong WhatsApp. Let me start with the first one. It is a bit down, to be honest with you. Let me see what I can do with the social media, man. It's very much down, but I think I will adjust that. I will really adjust that. Sorry about that. To me.
Hello, Pastor Ray. Sure. Greetings in the name of Jesus.
Sure.
It is me, Timisani, Pastor Ray. I greet everybody
Welcome.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, the topic, Pastor Ray, the tongue that is not speaking well. You know, Pastor Ray, what I can say is that no one can actually control the tongue.
Mm.
You know, people could tame anything, but they could not tame their tongue.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? It means that the tongue will always speak the fruit of what is going on, of what is cooking inside of you.
Mm.
However, you still have a control of some sort because in the book of James, James says, if anybody can control their speech, which means they can control the course of their life and control the affairs of their lives.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the Lord Jesus said, Pastor Ray, that any word... Any loose word that you've spoken, by that word, you'll be judged.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the Lord Jesus tell us there? He tells us, Kuti, every word that comes out of your mouth, you have a control over.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what is cooking inside of you will show up. One day it will come out of your mouth. But be aware that you have control with what must come out, what must not come out.
Yeah.
Because the Lord Jesus says you'll be judged by the words you have spoken.
Mm.
You see? And in that very note, you can notice that some people, because they are babies, they cannot fight you. Other people, because they are scorers, they can do whatever they want. But God has made people to be equal on one thing, on their tongue, and at the level of their faith.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter whether you've got a small body, or you've got a big body, or you are a giant or not.
Yeah.
You can speak.
Yes.
You can exercise faith.
Mm.
So there we become equals. So we are actually equal at the level of speech.
Mm.
You know, and like I've said before, the tongue is actually the fruit of what is going on in your mouth.
Mm.
Because out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes.
See, the things that you eat, the things that you put in the mouth, they don't defile you.
Yeah.
You can eat anything. Thus, Jesus purified all food. But the things that come out of your mouth, you know, the things that come out of your tongue, those can defile you. You know, things like murder, things like all those sinful things, those can defile you. Also, things that are good, they can put you in a good place in terms of your standing. Hallelujah.
Sure.
But Pastor, we all know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So basically, by your tongue, you basically have two options, powers, the power to kill and the power to give life.
Yeah.
And God cannot then take you for granted, because you can decide on the course of life. You can actually kill another creature, or you can actually give life to another creature. So that makes you a very, very important player. Your tongue alone makes you a very important player, and someone that God can spend time watching, watching your intentions and all that, because you possess the power to kill and the power to give life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then, Pastor, I remember also, by the tongue we preach the word of God. By the tongue we praise God. By the tongue we declare things into our life. By the tongues we initiate.
All right. There it is. It cut. It's not me. It's not me. It cut. So I'm going to let it be. And perhaps maybe as time goes on, allow it to maybe to go to part two, the comment of Dumsan. Maybe he'll send another one.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Okay, let's talk to Mfundisi Nwamba. Mfundisi Wamina, welcome.
Asibingelele pastor, sibingelele nakubo bonke abalaleli beRadio Pulpit umsakazo wethu izabaletha ithokotisako. Manje ke pastor, ukukhuluma nakabe noma ukuphuma kwamazi lawa angcolile enhlizweni yomuntu. Kugcwele lapha kulezi nceku lezi yamfundisi lapha. Kugcwele izincekwini. Izinceku izona lezi mfundisi eziba namazwana lawa angekho kahle ezinokugceka abanye abantu. Kabe mfundisi. Ngani mfundisi? Omunye umama wakhulisa ingane yakhe kabuhlungu ubaba eloko eyaluka namantombazana. Wayikhulisa kabuhlungu into imfana wakho, kukhulisa kabuhlungu umama loyane. Kwathi ngelinga omunye umnyaka umama waphuphelele, ephupha loya baba walo mfana lo, egula kakhulu. Wambona ngelinyaka uthole ukuthi akagulu lo baba.
How? Someone just cut into this thing just like that. Let's see if I can still get you again where I left you, Baba Wami.
Umama loyane. Kwathi ngelinga omunye umnyaka umama waphuphelele, ephupha loya baba walo mfana lo, egula kakhulu. Wambona ngelinye uthole ukuthi akagulu lo baba. Kodwa umphupha egula. Ubaba wabuya ke vakasha lapha ekhaya lapha azobona umfana sekwakhulile umfana. Wathi mama ngicela ukuthi siphinde sibuyele la sagcina khona siyocalela phansi. Wathi into le ngeke uzibone leyo wena. Sewuphuphile ngithi umama. Manje umfuyu ubaba lo yakumfundisi. Umfundisi wathi ngizokhuluma naye mina. Wakhuluma nalo mama wathi into leyo ngeke azayibone lo baba lo yale nto leyo. Umfundisi wazonda lo mama. Uyabona ukukhulumana kabo kunjani? Ukungenela indaba zabantu. Ila kuvela khona ukukhulumana kabo. Wazonda loya mama loya. Umama wathula umama. Kuthe ngelinye ilanga ubaba loyani wabe segula wandlula emhlabeni. Uyabona iphupho lalo mama loya. Lasebenza. Manje ke mfundisi, izona izinto lezi zigcwele kakhulu la ebantwini futhi nabantu. Kani mabo pastor.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good. Send us your WhatsApps, man. We are keen to hear from you and talk to us directly there. You can also give us a shout, 012-334-1322. And we want to hear what you say, basically, about evil speech, you know, about evil speech. All right. Bobo City says, is it only me who can hear? Tell us if you can hear now. Tell us if you can hear. Tell me if you can hear now. And we'll try to adjust that. We'll try to adjust that. Many people basically have joined and have not indicated whether they are they are not hearing. They have not. They have not at all. Anyway, if now you can hear, please indicate if you can hear me. All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. The very notion that is of evil speech. What is evil speech even all about? I want to hear that. And, of course, the number to dial, 012-334-1322. I'm keen to hear from you as to what you make of this. I'm keen to hear from you as to what you make of this. I want to read some WhatsApps here. Let's see. Lenki. Lenki says, Dumela mbontate mreneng, evil speech most of the time comes from a very deep, hurting and dark space. And the effects are destructive and devastating, if not fatal. 1 Corinthians 15:33, he quotes. Evil communications corrupt good manners. This is Lenki Rampo Tabete. Lenki Rampo Tabete. Thank you so very much. All right, let me see if we were able to hear some other people, man. I don't think. But I think we spoke to Tokozani. We spoke to Tokozani. And, we spoke to Tokozani. We spoke to Manik. We spoke to Babuna. We spoke. And then let's come to this. Tumisani, you come back. Let's hear you.
Greetings again, Pastor Ray. I just got cut there. I'm sorry. I was still explaining by the time we preach, we praise God. We can build things like relationships and marriages and all that. All those things are built by the tongue. And now we are today talking about the evil tongue. So why do people speak evil? It's because others, they've got a contract with darkness. It is just how life is in the world, in the dark world. Dark world is all about evil talk. So there are people who are contracted to that. They are out there to make sure that things go up, collapse, things don't go well, things are dark. So they will actually speak because they are instructed to do that. They've got a contract with the devil. They've got a contract with them. The world of darkness. For example, witches will speak you down whether you like it or not, because that's their contract. That's kind of like their job. And other kinds of practices of the darkness. So evil speech also comes from people who know exactly what they are doing, because they are actually contracted with darkness.
All right.
I'm not saying that.
I will try to fix that. In the meantime, let's take your calls. Give us a shout.
God said to me.
Let's hear what you say. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly.
Yes, you are hurting, but it doesn't mean you have to go around hurting other people.
All right.
You have to come to me. And basically the hurting part, you have to pick up your cross and then come to me by faith, so that even during the hurting, because what now distinguishes you as a child of God is that the situation is hurting, but you are speaking life. You are rising above this hurt. You are rising above every reason for you to yell or to insult or to what, but you don't. You are gaining Christian points, Kemat. You are maturing. That's what Christianity is all about. So that's what God taught me. Good, yes, I see you've got all the points, but don't use those rights. Instead, patiently endure, rise above that situation and start speaking life, even to the next person or to the next situation. So that's why sometimes people speak evil, but as a child of God, don't take it that right to yourself. Yeah, and then also... this is kind of like similar, but it's not the same. Other people are hateful. That is why they speak evil. This hatefulness, it's because they hate God. They hate the good. They hate brotherhood. So they actually use words as weapons. See, the evil talk here, it's intentional, it's hateful. It's because they don't want God. You know, for example, if you preach in some other places, I'm told, some people will attack you by words. Just because what you are saying they don't like. So they are not blah, blah, blah. Those words are actually weapon. They are evil speech, but it is a weapon. It is meant to achieve, to silence you or to do whatever. And then finally, pastor for today, I would say other people speak evil because they want to make an impression. You know, there are people who, when they come in a place or meet other people who have done good things already, they tend to want to do something different so that they can make a new column for themselves. Instead of adding on that good that the other people are doing, like the other person is already doing this, so I'm going to differ. Yeah, you know, like Pastor was saying, they become sarcastic. They just talk you down just because you've already done a good thing, so, or you've already said something that is good. So they just need to argue. They're just making an impression. So you must be aware of all of that. Thank you so much, Pastor Ray. May the Lord bless us and help us guard our tongues. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Tumsani. I really appreciate, man. May the Father do you good. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let me hear what you say. 082-657-2729. Let me hear what you say. We are touching base on this, the very issue of evil speech. What is evil speech even all about? Let me hear what you say. And of course, you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let me go back to our guests. Let me start again with you, Jabu. Just after a jiffy jiff.
Faith-filled music and messages.
Now, Jabu, when we speak of evil speech, we also are speaking of evil whisperings. When we speak of evil speech, we also are speaking of evil whisperings. So when we touch the issue of evil speech, we are not leaving the notion of evil whisperings. That is there. It's something that is there. Now, the word says quite a lot with regards to this. Haman went on to Ahasuerus to actually speak evil of the children of Yasharal, saying, hey, they don't even observe the laws of the king here. He didn't speak good of them. His speech was full of malice. And then in Psalms 31 verse 13 it says, for I hear the slander of many. And then it also says, fear is on every side. While they take counsel together against me, they scheme to take away my life. The slander of many. It's also evil speech. Public opinion that slanders. Yes, but wait. Tell me, what do you say about it, Jabu?
Most definitely, my friend, that's exactly evil speech. You know, when we slander, when we divide, when we gossip. I was just also reading the book of Psalms 10:7. It says, his mouth is full of curses and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is mischief and wickedness. So that's exactly what you just explained, like slandering. No, so it means someone who really speaks, who will always be speaking bad. It's someone whose mouth is full of curses. There is no blessing that can proceed out of their lips. You know, like, I don't know. Sometimes it is like these outbursts of parents to their children when maybe they are wrong, like to say that, you know, such things as those, like you will amount to nothing. You are useless. You know, such speech as those are evil speech. And they are originating from outbursts of anger. You know, And it's not because of you are really raising up a child in the way that they should grow. You are not even practicing the right discipline that the father would like you to practice over the child. But you are just condoning evil speech because you are speaking bad. You are cursing the child. You are oppressing the child. You are, because, you know, those words are created. They will definitely create a future for the child. Then the child grows up, now they are in varsity, they start to be experiencing all these problems because of the words that the parent spoke when they were young. Evil speech, not being able to tame your tongue, to guard against malice talk, to guard against, you know, like, it says under his tongue is mischief and wickedness, to guard against mischief, to guard against wickedness, you know. Let no unwholesome talk proceed out of our mouth, but that which is worthy of edification, that the listener may be edified, may be encouraged, may be comforted. At all times before you speak, just ask yourself that, how is it going to really benefit the person who is listening, the listener? Are they going to be edified, encouraged, comforted, exhorted? If it's none of those, keep quiet. You will lose nothing by keeping quiet, you know. Actually, you would have saved yourself from sinning against the Father. So that's discipline. When we can be able to discipline our tongues, check what you are about to say about yourself. In the meetings, you can see that your peers are really, you know, they are coming on you. Your boss is coming on you. And you are about to really also retaliate. Check. What you are about to say, is it going to really be worthy of edification, or now you are about to defend yourself and practice evil speech? So let us be people who always keep check what you are about to say. The word of the Father should dwell in our hearts richly. At all times, let us meditate on the word of the Father, you know, day and night, because that will be the source for our speech. But when we miss the word, then it will be the evil speech that is full of our hearts. Therefore, as Christ says, within, out of the abundance of the heart, a man speaks. So it means loko kugcwele enhlizweni yakho, ikhona lokho okukhulumayo. Uma ngelonizwi kuzoba then inhlebo, inzondo, ulaka, konke okugcwele inhliziyo yakho, because nangokuchichima kwenhliziyo umuntu uyakhuluma. Thank you, my friend. Hello, my friend.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you, my friend.
All right, yeah. Now, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We are touching base on this, the very issue. Here is evil speech. What is evil speech even all about? What is evil speech even all about? We're touching base on that. Let's hear from you as to what you make of it. What is evil speech? What is it even all about? What comes to mind when we talk of evil speech? And much of the times, what happens to us when we become riddled with evil speech?
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM. You and I, together till 7, started at 5. We want to know as to what is evil speech even all about? And send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. If you're on TikTok, go to TikTok Live. You'll find me there. Ray Lihodi, TikTok Live. You'll find me there. And of course, you can join the conversation, just like thousands of people, hundreds and hundreds of people that have joined us who are listening to Jabulani Dominic, to Sipho Polos, and to Umfundisi Umotha. And we touch base on this, the very aspect and issue of evil speech, what it is even all about. We need to hear from you as to what you make of it, by the way. What is evil speech? What is it all about? What does it have? You know, things to take note of, which are denoting of what we can regard as an evil speech. That is what we're talking about. All right, and of course, let me come to you. Sipho, are you still there in Standerton?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Talk to me now. I'm going to look at Psalms. Psalms chapter 101, verse 5. And I want to talk about these things of saying, ngiyakusherela le secret ungabatshela abanye. I'm just sharing this. Don't tell others. Now, check this out. It says, whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. Now, this is a malice that is spoken also in secret against someone. Talking bad things about someone in secret. It's called slander, secret slander. And the Father says such, he will destroy. So each and every time when we do this, we are running the risk of destruction. What say you, Sipho?
That's very true indeed. If I'm not mistaken, he has mentioned this. There are times whereby abantu bamkulunkulu sithi sikhuluma nabantu, sikhulume nabo, sibahlebe.
Yeah.
And inkulu akuthandi. And then ukuthi ngiyakushirela, don't please tell others. If something that you want to talk about somebody engekho, you're afraid if I call, then it's a slander. But if it's something that you can even speak boldly, a call and engekho, I don't think it's so. So it's important that we avoid them every speech. And one of them is the lying tongue. For this, as I've mentioned earlier, or number two are those harsh ways that stir up the anger. According to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Yeah. There are sometimes we find Zengabazali, we speak harsh words. And those harsh words, they can stir up anger to our kids. Mm. Even in a seven day, there are issues there where you need to address it cool, calm, and collected. But the other or anger push us, then we speak harsh words. And those harsh they torment the soul of the hearer. Mm. And number three, it's when we speak the worthless words that are like a scorching fire. According to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 27. There are people namhlanje abakhulumisana bafunani, not because bathathela nokuthile, amazwi awakhuluma. And they cabanga ukuthi ngingafika endlebeni zabantu. And I think. And fourthly, the wicked lips from this in a destructive tongue, according to Proverbs 17, verse 4. Kubalulekile ukuthi our lips, they need to be guided from this. Angaba wicked, because wicked lips. There are people who are behind bars upon this. It's because of the wicked lips. Amandaba now in a destructive tongue, whereby we simply just cut people's heart. Amaz, our harshness, our short. And the next one is a perverse speech.
Yeah.
Chapter 19, verse 1. And lastly, yo, this one ngiyibonile ihlukanisa imindeni, ihlukanisa abantu bengafunani. Why? It is because of their faith fighting each other. Ukhuluma kahle makangalo, makangaluhleba lo, makangaluhleba lo. Umzali wakhe uhlukanisa ibandla phakathi nendawo. Umekile last one ukhuluma kahle ngale. Stop it in Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate Sipho. Tell us what is evil speech even all about. Just as many as people tell us as to what is evil speech even all about. And of course, I need to know from you as to what you make of the very aspect of evil speech. I am keen to hear from you as to what you make of evil speech. Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the notion and issue of evil speech. And of course, let me bring it to you, Mfundisi Mata. When we speak of evil speech, I'm looking at Proverbs 10, verses 18. It says, whoever hides hatred as lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. Whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. So this is a language of foolishness, a language that is devoid of anything that is truthful, anything that is worth wisdom. What say you, Mfundisi Mota?
Mfundisi, thank you so much. Indeed, this is a language of fools. Akusho thina, akusho mina nawe, but akusho izwi likaNkulunkulu. Because it says that whoever utters slander is a fool. And we can see clearly, my brother, ukuthi evil speech is not only about what we say, but also what we think, because we can never lie unto God. We can never lie unto the Father, because He knows our thoughts. He knows our heart. So one may be a smooth talker, you know, saying those good things, but deep down in his heart, it does not mean them. Deep down in his heart, inhliziyo yakhe igaya izibuzo. So I can say, my brother, without a doubt, ukuthi whoever that hides hatred with his lips, it is another way of evil speech. Because even though you have not uttered those words of hatred, but you are hiding it by acting or pretending to be friendly to somebody, but deep down in your heart you are not supportive to this person. You are actually planning or plotting against the downfall of that particular person. So we see in many forms, my brother, it comes in different forms, this evil speech, because really God knows, you know, our thought. He knows our heart. He knows what is in our heart. Ushilo uchabu elia wati, out of the abundance of the heart so the mouth speak. So this time we see somebody who pretends to be your friend, somebody who hides the hatred, comes and see how are you doing, I hear what happened to you, but deep down in their heart, they wish that you would have died in that car accident. They wish that you would have lost your job. They come and act as if they are comforting you. And to you, you might even think, okay, this is a true friend, but the Father knows their heart. You know, when you read in the book of Proverbs chapter number 26, verse number 25, it says, for with such a person says, when he speaks graciously, do not believe him, because what he says or what he says with his mouth may sound good, but it comes from an evil heart. So it makes this thing being an evil speech, because it is not spoken from the heart of love, but it is spoken from the heart of hatred. Yes, it might sound good on the TV, it might sound good in my ears, but to the Father, that is not good at all, because it is spoken from the heart that is full of secret, of hatred, that the heart that is plotting secretly evil things against that particular person. So my brother, we should really be careful in terms of this. You know, some of the things when abantu who spread false information to just to harm their image and reputation. Thank you so much, Bud.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this, the very issue. The very notion of what is spoken of when you speak of evil speech.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let me come back again to you just as much. You can say to me just as much even on TikTok. I see many people really have joined us on TikTok, about 146 already viewed the show. We really appreciate. We really, really, really appreciate. May the Father do you good. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we also appreciate the very aspect of what is meant by the notion of evil speech. I want to hear from you as to what you make of it. What is evil speech? What is it even all about? I am very much, very much keen to want to hear what evil speech is even all about. All right. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And, of course, we also are looking forward to really do many shows like this and interact with many people as much on the social networks that we have access to. Now, evil speech, what is it all about? Give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of it. What is evil spirit speech? What is it even all about? And some of the things that happen when we talk of evil speech, what are we talking about? Let us hear from Caroline. I'm keen to hear from Caroline. Caroline, welcome. And what do you say evil speech is all about? Let's hear Caroline.
San bonani baruti, kanibitola Jesu, amen. Kimutu dimo. Proverbs 8, verse 13, modimo are. I hate false words. False words, kuchore kito na di evil ways. Amen. Ya pele mo the false words ke bo criticize a putting motho down to shame others go nyatsa ka mantswe to belittle others go tshegisa wa bona ntotse so why modimo a tloile these evil words or false words ke tla bakala gore mantswe nako engata a bolaile batho ba bangata
yeah
abulele ntogo tsa batho thole motho a sana confidence ka lebaka la gore someone o ile amlela go you are nothing wa bone yanong always a try gore ka isa ntho entšha wa nagana go kana I am nothing nna nka seke ka phumelela mo bophelong so the evil words di botlhoko seka ketsho thole gore mo relationshiping o mongwe o tla bolelela gore o mongwe you are nothing without me ene ke khonkile o le se eng se tatana kwa wa bontso God really hates evil words because manje gona le batho ba bang ba re lentswe a le boe mara monwana wa boa so lentswe le very powerful mo tsebeng tsa batho ba bang body stupid jokes o kere motho a etsa joke mo gagga batho ka wena mara sentle sentle o bolelela taba tsa gago a se joke ntho eo so yeah thank you baruti God bless
thank you so much thank you so much we really appreciate Caroline may the Father do you good and graciously so thank you
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Right. Your daily companion.
Okay. Mfundisi Mwamba.
Mfundisi, uyabona izinceko na. Zinokuchichimelwa enhlizweni zabo. Amazi nje laba athathe bantwini. Nosinye isikhathi nje bamtshele bathi ukhani mama uphela ungamboni kuya mama la. Epolfitila unentombi atshelwa abantu nje angazibonelanga yena ufika thukuthele kakhulu akwatha phinda angasakubheki kahle ebazareni uyabona into lebamtshela amanga nje into engekho yena uyithatha angithi lezi nceku lezi azime na azifunde izwi likaNkulunkulu kahle zifunde nezincwadi ukuthi ivesi lelikhuluma kanjani likhulumelwa kanje ivesi likhulunyelwa kanjani babona manje bamtshela amanga nje uthatha lento leyane athi ukuthele ngento engekho mfundisi kanti mabobo
kayimathi athi mfundisi mambo nentombi hey madoda hey madoda hey nkosi yami. All right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. I need to hear from you
as to what you make of this. And Peter Otto says, God bless, I need the address of apologetics and phone number. Thanks, man. I don't understand what are you talking about. Really, I don't understand. A phone number of apologetics. I don't get you, man. Please explain a bit. Mambuisa, welcome.
Dear Busina, I come to Jesus Christ to dear Kala Kumamela, a radio pulpit, and this is my name, a great topic. Evil speech. It's whereby to Ateta is in do. Or it can be attending our own gecko or am attending our ways in do. That is specific in the means of Kosek Visaka Kong. I remember Ugbeko umtu. Okay, or attendam. What they were tether Amazon would take umna and the Indao. Officially, they were tether any anger. Anger as by a tether imdino, on as nixing and I tether you. A figure come and the Visa Kongo. A in what guy could be eating a golem little two as a tetangalo. A calegisa was a galella. Kuninzeka okwenzekayo ndiyabulela kakhulu ndisegqeberha inkosi
inkosi Mambuyisa egqeberha. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good and grace you abundantly. We are talking about what is meant by the concept of speeches. Much of the times, man, evil speeches, what do they stand for? And I'm taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Send me a WhatsApp also with a voice note, 082-657-2729. Kwasi, welcome.
Good evening, Sanmona, Ani. I love how God talks to us. This is something I'm struggling with currently. My side is a question. On my side, it's a question. How then does one deal with people who are busy talking bad about you, dragging your name to the mud? You confront them the first time, or rather the second time, tell them, please stop talking bad about me. They plot against you. They recruit enemies. You get to a point, this person has done it more than five times. I can't even pray for them. You know, what do I do then? Because I've resorted to not saying anything, moving away from their space. But deep down, I know what this person thinks about me. As a child of God, how do I deal with something like this? Because I'm even failing to pray for this person. I know I need to, but how do we deal with such? Please assist.
Kwasi, I think one thing you don't mention is that you are hurting. You know, you are hurt by this. You don't mention that you are hurting. But you mention that they do this and then you know you got to do this. But you don't mention that you are hurting. And that is where the problem is. I think the issue is one needs to admit, number one, I am hurting. And I go back to the Father and say, Father, this has hurt me. These are your children, they have hurt me. These are your people, they have hurt me. Help me. Grant me peace in times like this where there's so much hurt. Grant me peace. Let me be able to find some solace, some peace, some rest in this. I pray, Father, that you make me immune to the insults of these people. And I think then there, we will be able to find a workable solution. Then it will be easier to pray for them. Then it will be easier to understand where the word says, love your enemies. And it says, bless those who curse you. Which means allot favor and mercy and grace upon those who actually are cursing you. And that is the issue there. That is the issue there. So it's important to acknowledge that you are hurting and not to leave that out. So I can't say, I just can't say, look, I know I have to pray for these people. I know I have to be with these people in one way or another and stuff and stuff. But I am hurting. But I don't acknowledge that I am hurting. This thing is painful. It has hurt you. And you can't deprive yourself of the acknowledgement of the hurt. So you go to the Father and say, Father, this has hurt me. I am hurting. And I know in your way to say we must love our enemies. Those who are cursing us, we must do the opposite. We must grace them with peace and favor, even though they curse us. And then that I must turn the other cheek, you know. Grant me the peace, grant me the joy of rejoicing in your salvation. Grant me the joy of rejoicing in your salvation. That is very important, something to take note of. Because sometimes I think we want to go to the solution, which is the right solution. I want to pray for them and blah, blah, blah. But I'm hurting. How do you do that while you are riddled with pain and hurt? Acknowledge that, bring it before the Father so that the Father can bring healing. Then praying for them is very easy, because it won't be you praying, but the Spirit of the Father within you will be praying.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Let me bring this to you then, Jabu. I got you back on the phone. Let me bring this to you. Here is Kwasi. Kwasi says, I've been hurt by people who are talking bad about me. They've hurt me. But she actually doesn't say they have hurt me. She says, people are talking bad about me. They are dragging my name in the mud. And I don't know how to deal with it. But I know that I have to pray for them. So I said to her, because this is something, there is something that you miss saying. You miss to say that you are hurting. And you need to take this pain to the Father, and so that the Father can work a soluble, you know, can come up with a solution, a workable solution in your life, and you can deal with this quite properly. What would you say to Kwasi?
I just want to appreciate it, firstly, just to really reach out. So it really shows a lot of courage.
Yes.
May the Father be able just to reach out to her also. Because it's very painful, my friend, to know that people are speaking bad about you, especially
I know it.
In a place where you must always be there, like the workplace or at home, like where you've got no choice, but you must be there. Yet, you know, It's just to exercise the love of the Father, you know, love, because love covers multitudes of wrongs. So I'm sharing my own practical experience now. I would be in a place where I know that I'm spoken bad, but I will smile and laugh.
Yes.
And love, like, genuinely so, not even to pretend.
Yeah.
Love genuinely and pray deeply within your heart that people will see the Father says. But it's not that you are really like, maybe it's like, you know, like you are not a person, but just for them to see the person that really needs you and be converted to him. So I think it's just to exercise love and forgiveness also, because of, you know, like there is not much that like, as they always say, that you like, you cannot control what people say about you, but you can only control what you say about people.
Yes.
So speak good, you know. In Psalms, just to close my comment to her, in Psalm 10:11 it says, the mouth of the righteous is the fountain of life. But the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Don't conceal violence. Be angry and boil anger. Like, be loving and let your mouth be the mouth of the righteous. There is a fountain of life. Absolutely. Speak good. Even when you speak to them, bless them and just encourage them and praise them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And to our two guests, Usipho is back. What would you say? Let me give you just a minute. Final words. Usipho, what do you say in a minute?
I think, Fundisi, may we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, at the same time not quenching him, because he knows exactly what is profitable for those people who are in need. Remember, we are Christian. We must speak like Christ. We must speak like God. Remember, words, they create. We've got that power in us. Let's speak well of people. Let God be seen on our speech.
All right. And Fundisi Mota, let me give you a minute. What do you say, finally?
Fundisi, thank you so much. I will just say, ukuthi let us ngasonke isikhathi sihlale sicela kuNkulunkulu ukuthi makasize kube uyena obusa enhlizweni zethu, sife thina kuphela ukuthina, but sivumela yena kube uyena osilondolozayo, because kunezinto esiyikhulumayo which can distract and kill and cause ama family conflict. So we need to allow his son Yehusha Mashiach to rule and guide in our hearts. And in so doing, we'll be able to avoid all kinds of evil speech.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, the people who have been watching us on TikTok, man. I really appreciate. Thank you so much. And of course, we really appreciate, man. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good and grace you amazingly so. May he grace you. And next week we are going to be touching base on the issue of blessings. What is a blessing? What are blessings? Those are the things we'll be talking about. Thank you for this matter.
My brother, thank you so much. Unkulunkulu akubusise kugcine kanye nomndeni wakho, umfundisi Sipho nomfundisi uJabu kanye nabalaleli emakhaya, ngiyalithanda kakhulu. Be blessed.
The Father do you good. Thank you, sir. And then Sipho, we really appreciate, man.
To God be the glory, from the Sitanda Gakul, MacGyver way to Nebarele Makar, which I went to Manek from the Smota. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much. Jabu, my friend, thank you. We appreciate you and love you, man.
Thank you very much, my friend. I love you too, also. Pretty people, and Pretty Mota, Nebarele Bong, and Kunkul Maras, who sees it. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much. To the King above all else, we give you glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahweh Elohim. And we thank him that through his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, he guides us into all truth. It has been beautiful. It has been wonderful. Thank you so much to our guests, Sigopoulos and Chablan Dominic and Umfundisi Mota. We appreciate it. For me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. And we say, Tuda, Rabba.
Tune in to God's Grace. RadioPulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.